Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects to begin hour number two of the three-hour show. Whose hour is this?
Really big shoe.
This is Barry's hour. Barry's
kicking hour. Ass out of the gate.
Is that Ed Sullivan? Woo! Ed Sullivan?
Huh?
Who does Really Big Shoe?
Really Big Shoe.
Was that Ed Sullivan?
Yeah. Yeah. Really Big Shoe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
The Beatles!
That was terrible. This is Brandon Hannon representing...
And I like there's no duplicates on the first two lists. We have to look too. At Joel's, but
I was hoping. Mm. But I think, of course.
Who's representing Joel, the beer guy?
Greg. Yep.
Oof.
You can't trust somebody with an avatar as their profile pic, right? The egg.
Yeah, it's the egg. I never trusted dude with the egg for a face.
I don't think they have the egg anymore.
I'm having Greg in on Friday for the show, just so that he can come in and kick both of your ass if you.
That's
pick
not him. The guy.
I know it's a different guy. All beer guys. This guy's. I'm just telling you.
You've seen this guy?
I know enough to know that he's bigger than the kilted guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was the kilted
like
guy
in a good way? Because he looks like he's like built. Like he works out. Like is he
Greg's
fat?
Gonna kick somebody's ass if you start picking on his list.
Okay.
I don't know that I believe you.
Okay.
You got a picture of Greg?
Take your chances, big boy.
I'm a gambling man.
All right, Kenny Rogers. You keep on being the gambler.
I have a feeling, though, I don't know that I would trust a guy whose name is the beer man to not make a list while drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the list is just going to be some random.
Yeah, but some people take this really seriously, like this is their big shot.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't know that any of them believe that it would be. I mean, what shot for what? Who's out? What shot do you have for making lists?
Well, they get a chance to be on radio and they want to impress.
They're on radio all the time. We mention these dudes all the time. Right?
You just want to pop bubbles today. That's all you want to do.
Yeah, I'm starting today.
You want to be a bubble popper again today.
That's right. I do. I totally want to be a bubble popper.
Did you guys see the story about Cowboy Joe West? The longtime umpire in Major League Baseball has recently umpired his 5,000th career game. Just a bizarre story. USA Today writes this story to coincide with his 5,000th regular season game. And he was asked the question, who's the biggest complainer in Major League Baseball? And he said the Rangers, Adrian Beltre. He said, every pitch you call that's a strike, he says, whoa, whoa, whoa. I had a game with him recently, and the pitch was right down the middle, and he tells me that ball is outside. West was quoted as saying, I told him, you may be a great ball player, but you're the worst umpire in the league. You stink, which is hilarious, right? It's just banter between the player and the umpire, which is something you don't hear a lot of because nothing you see is anything short of bad calls and arguments. He got suspended.
For joking? That's kind of...
The World Umpire Association said Tuesday he was serving the first game of a three-game suspension because he showed it was the appearance of a lack of impartiality.
The World Umpire Association?
Well, there's an association, Barry. Yeah.
Why is the World Umpire Association doing that, not MLB? Is there some sort of contractual thing where the MLB just pays the World Umpire Association and they handle everything? That seems weird.
MLB did not immediately comment, but you would think that they, you know, I mean, obviously, just like the players' union.
I mean, it's obvious the dude was joking,
right?
And having a good time. Why are you again? It's baseball being boring ass old man sport. Have a little fun. I mean, the dude obviously made jokes. He said, I'm assuming he was, he said he was joking or.
Well, even the umpire, now there is the Umpires Association, just like the Players Association. They jumped in and said, joking interactions between umpires and players are a routine part of the game. We disagree strongly with the decision to punish Joe West simply for sharing a humorous exchange with a player.
That's ridiculous.
It is dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That seems petty. It really does. The dude was making a joke. And Adrian Beltre, I love watching that dude because he's always having fun. Him and, like, Miguel Cabrera, those are guys that you see always joking around
chatty
on the field. Yeah, they're fun to watch. So I imagine Adrian Beltre can take a joke. That would be, I mean, what kind of dude would he be if he's always out there messing with people, yet he can't take that in return?
And he's the guy, if you don't know, that he doesn't want anybody touching his head. So every time he does something great, especially a home run, they take his helmet off, and then everybody touches his head, and he gets really ticked off.
He will fight you if you touch his hair. It's great. But
Elvis Andrews is always the guy that takes it too far, but
he's
funny.
He's almost getting beat up. I think that's silly. I mean, that's just.
I agree.
It's just petty, man. Let the dude. I mean, he even, you know, he. I'm sure he talked to Adrian Beltre later and told him about it, or. You know, like, hey, I was just messing with you. You know that, right? Like,
totally different stupid. If I say, yeah, you know, Laminack is the biggest complainer in baseball. When we're playing, whenever I'm umpiring a game that he's playing in, believe me, I already got it. I've got him targeted. Now, that's something totally different.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if you're not joking. Yeah,
right.
It is.
But if in this context, the way the article's written, if you can't take that lightheartedly, come on, man. Hmm.
By the way, the beer man Greg said, I live in Orange, Texas, so it would take me some time to get over there. I'm a lover, not a fighter. See?
Thanks for blowing it for me, Greg. I had this whole persona built up for and you as this, like, intensified bouncer in a beer uniform.
He tweeted a picture, and he's about 5'2", 98 pounds. So.
That was close.
No, he didn't tweet a picture. Here's a text question. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, first of all, somebody said, wow, no 80s hip hop. Nucleus Jam on it was great. Yeah, that's not the theme, sir. The theme is ladies of the 80s. So it's 80s ladies, not hip hop from the 80s.
We always do hip hop.
I know, always.
Yeah, we make it a fixture.
You know, I turn into the station for my favorite Spanish Christian channel, and now there's these two white dudes and an Asian talking sports. What Asian?
An Asian? Jong's does the next show.
Yeah, you've got the wrong show, sir. This is not the Blitz.
Not the Blitz.
This is two white dudes and whatever Nick is.
Sharar is in there.
Shanana.
Yeah. Shanana not Sharar. The
Asian. Nope, not the Asian. Definitely not. Jong Shanana. That would be great if you were Jong Shanana.
Hey, did you see this, too, before we wrap up baseball?
What?
It made me think of Trading Places. The Rangers sold right-handed pitcher Ernesto Friere to the Mariners for $1.
Damn.
Looking good, Mortimer. Feeling good, Randolph. Bet you $1 he doesn't go to the Mariners. I mean, it's just
$1.
$1. They had already designated the dude.
Is that's not the worst deal, though, right? Like, isn't there a deal where they traded something like towels for a player?
In semi-pro, was it the washing machine they traded for?
But I think in baseball, like, we need to look up, like, worst baseball trade. You know, like, we need to figure out what that is. Because I want to say that somebody traded something like, I don't know, like a pack of Skittles.
It probably happened in the 70s. If you want to look at an era that might have done
something
like that.
You think it was the
70s? Yeah, I could see that, you know, some weird trade in the 70s.
I could see that, maybe.
Baseball, basketball, whatever.
But I would think, like, too, like in the 40s or 50s.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe early on, like, I don't know, the late 1800s, the early 1900s, when they're like, you know, we need some rakes for the field. So they just trade an infielder for some rakes. Like, I could see that happening.
The bus needs a new carburetor.
Yeah.
I'll give you two relief pitchers and a backup catcher.
We'll I always wondered if, you know, in that movie with Billy Bean, was it Moneyball?
Yep.
Where he made him include the vending machine in the deal, in the trade, and they had, like, unlimited.
I don't
remember that part. I don't either.
Yeah, like, in the deal, in the movie, I don't know if it's true, but a part of the deal when they did the the Justice deal, they it made them, like, supply, like, a season or a lifetime supply of soda.
Nice.
Because Justice was so upset of paying $1 for a Coke can. But, yeah.
This from a guy that makes that. Yeah. Okay. And was married to your girl.
Halle Berry.
He was?
I mean, she's no Alyssa
Milano.
He was
married to Halle Berry, yeah.
Alyssa Milano's my new chick just because I know her so well now.
New chick?
Yeah, she's my new number one. Yeah, well, you know.
There you have it.
We go way back.
And by the way, it's not like this relief pitcher was chopped liver.
No?
No. I mean, he was 0-1 with a 5.14 ERA and 6 relief appearances for the Rangers, but he was assigned to Round Rock where he had a 1.42 ERA in 7 relief outings in AAA. Seattle manager Scott Servais was the assistant GM of his team back in AAA Tacoma, so he said, I know him. He's a good guy, somebody with major league experience, so we can count on him. So we made the deal. For a dollar, what do you got to lose?
That's insane.
There you have it.
I wonder if we traded Nick to the Paul Gallant show.
Front bumper.
How much would we would just for a front bumper?
No, a front bumper, a grip.
I need the front bumper. Why would y'all do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
To torture you. We traded you for the front bumper you needed and the logo on the grill.
You trade me for a bumper, and then you try to lure me back. Like, look, if you want to behave and come back to the show, we'll give you a bumper.
Once Gallant cuts you, hey, you not only come back, but your car gets fixed.
I would trade him for a box of Nerds and 3 paper clips.
3 paper clips.
3.
Wow.
You think that's too much? Maybe 2?
Depends. Like, are the mini paper clips or like the
The oversized jumbo ones.
Okay, I appreciate
ones.
That.
Yeah. I was going to say a box of paper clips and 3 Nerds, but I was afraid Warner would come with them.
You mentioned him. Now he's going to barge
through
that door.
I know. I swear to God, if he shows up, I'm going to
And he's
going to
sit in that chair.
No, he's like, called.
And I'm turning the mic on.
He called me Fat after Jewish his show and said he had a lunch meeting, so I don't think so.
Oh, he's got a lunch meeting?
I think I think after that he was having his chest hair braided. So I think he's going to be
Did he call you a fat
a
Jewish Beetlejuice, or did you call him?
He's a fat Jewish Beetlejuice. If you say his name, he's going to show up.
So then what's Raheel? Because if you say his name, he's going to show up too.
He's the skinny Pakistani Beetlejuice.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah.
All right, we're figuring things out.
We
continue to go on a way back Wednesday in hour number 2. Plenty more on the big shoe. So feel free to join us, won't you? 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm telling you, the banter that goes on before the button is hit can be some of the best stuff out there that you guys only wish you were.
Well, your boy Barry
is
like, we got to have a league, and one of you guys are going to be the commissioner.
Now, I will say this. He sounds like our other boy Barry in that imitation.
Well, that was my best Barry angry voice. So I
Are we sure it went down that way? Are we sure?
I think it went exactly like that.
Kirsten box of nerds and a little paper girl. Clip.
Box of nerds and one
I thought it was 3 paper clips.
Yeah, well, you're down to 1. Keep it up, a-hole. I'll just give you away. No dollars needed. No nerds. No paper clips needed.
1 mini
just
paper clip.
Please, Paul Gallant, take Nick Sciarra off our hands. Please. Let me explain what happened here.
Please.
This fiasco at the break. So someone, I want to get his name right. Let me see here. Adam Van Deventer. I don't know if I said that right.
You destroy that name.
That was close.
Vandeventer. How would you pronounce that?
It's probably
Vandeventer?
I guess.
Yeah, Vandeventer. Adam Vandeventer said, y'all should get a fantasy league started with some listeners. I'd love to beat Joel by 60. So I said, hey, are we doing a fantasy league for the show? Because we have one for game day, and it's already full. There's 16 people in it. There's no room. I'm not adding any more. Shock's not adding more. That's plenty. So I thought, we should really do one for The Usual Suspects. Our show needs a fantasy league. And you guys all said, yeah. Joel, you're in.
Yeah.
Nick, you said you'd do it.
Yep.
I'm in. And then I said, who's going to be the commissioner? And immediately, you girls were like,
oh, us girls.
No, not me. I'm not doing it now. Oh,
that's how it sounded like.
Is that how it went down?
Yeah, that's exactly. How it went down? I have witnesses. I have it on video.
Kirsten called you a little girl.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I heard that. Kirsten called you a little girl.
Yep. I don't think that happened.
Kirsten
loves me. I don't think she would do that.
First time in months we've agreed.
Anyways, so we had a league for about 4 seconds. And then no one wants to be the commissioner, so we don't have a league anymore.
Let's make intern Trey the commish.
Or El Jefe's the commish, or he's not in the league.
That is a fantastic
There's actually a
idea.
Bunch of interns that I think
would commish
that might be willing.
But I don't want to.
What did you just say?
Commish it.
Oh, okay.
He was ready for
You
the
were going to dump me for
I thought
that?
You said commish.
Yes, she was.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Can't trust you people.
No. If I wanted to cuss, I'll just cuss.
I know. I know.
I will. Yeah, he just dropped a you people
yeah,
on
you
me.
You people on him?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
White guys, Nick?
No.
You don't trust white guys?
You know, huh? That's not what it meant.
I feel like that's what you meant. Why are you being racist all of a sudden?
Don't even. Now you're going to get a bunch of texts from Beaumont.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I don't understand why you had to bring race.
Paul Gallant is never going to take you. If
I never said the word white, ever.
Paul Gallant is never going to want you if you don't stop being racist. How am I going to give you away?
I'm going to say something offensive.
Okay.
Who's Paul Gallant?
You don't know who that is?
Oh, wow.
No. Do not care. Who the hell is Paul Gallant?
Wait, let me just say this. You didn't lie.
Are you Googling
You were
going
to say something offensive.
He's literally Googling Paul Gallant right now. I can see him on his computer. Look, I can't wait till I just want to hear his response when he finds out who Paul Gallant is.
I don't know who he is.
Googling.
That's funny, man.
That's sad. That's mean.
Who is he?
He is a host on 610.
Yep. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Gallant.
Who cares?
He's one of the good guys. I like Paul.
So?
Oh, see, I was trying to get you traded to a good show.
I don't listen to 610.
Well, I'm with you on that. Okay, so are we going to do Trey? I don't feel like Trey has the mental capacity to set up a league.
Can't
feel
we
like
just find 10 guys would, first and then figure end it
up,
out?
It would end up being just a disaster. It will be like 9 punters and like, I don't know.
I don't know. Are you friends with him on Facebook?
Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He broke down the entire NFL season coming up, and like you could tell he put thought into it. You might not agree with all of it, but like it was pretty knowledgeable.
I get that, though. I mean, we all know how smart Trey is, but we also all know how dumb he is. There's this weird juxtaposition he has going where he's super smart and super stupid at the same time. And so I feel like if he was setting up our league, we would get dumb Trey, not smart Trey. That's my concern. So you know what? I'm a team player. I do everything else around here.
Oh, boy.
I might as well be the commissioner. So
you're
going to
be
set
so angry that you've made yourself the commissioner.
I'm going to set this league up.
Yeah, I don't
up.
Think you should do that.
I don't think you should either.
Nope. I think we get 10 people.
We're
going to
have
then,
like an angry
I'm
commission.
A man of action. I am a man of action. I don't run from responsibility.
Going to flex on us like Roger Goodell.
I don't run from. Yeah, you know what? I'll cut you out of the league right now. You.
Now, if this was fantasy baseball, Nick would be like, I wish you would.
Yeah, please come right
now.
The league.
Right now, Trey can take my team.
What we need to do, though, we need to be much more organized than we were yesterday trying to get a user list or a list of listeners. Nick was angry.
Dude, after the show, I just got out of the way because I thought you guys were like arguing. I was like, come
I was
on.
Your boy Bay was like, face.
Maybe we should do this and reply to the tweet. And no, don't reply to the tweet. Send it with your hashtag, but don't send it with the hashtag. Just mention Joel Barry or Nick. I'm like, oh my goodness.
If only we had a producer that would have handled all this before the show started. Yeah, that would have been great.
His greatest ideas come up at 3:30 with 30 minutes left to go on the show.
You knew for a week we were going to get 3 listeners.
But
you
the
knew
approach,
for a week.
The approach on how we were going to choose them.
Your face is so stupid.
But
God,
then,
I hate your
the
stupid
key was Barry,
face.
Barry Ball dropping the formula on Nick. So that means that we're going to take 16, 34, and 21. And you're going to have, and Nick was like, what?
No, and then his dumbass goes, there's 30 comments. There was 30 comments, but 10 of them were from you. I'm like, well, that doesn't count.
From me or from Joel?
No,
from Joel.
Joel.
Oh, yeah.
I was commenting to people who were signing up.
Not my fault. It can't count.
I just looked at the replies. It said 30 at the time.
Anyways, we got through it. But this time we're going to have to come up with a plan off air on how to execute this league. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah. Feel free to show up to the show. Show up before the show, 30 minutes so we can talk about it.
I'm here every day, 30 minutes early.
I would disagree.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
I roll in at 12:30 every day.
Without your Subway sandwich.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. That, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
If you need me, you can be like, hey, Barry, we have all night and all morning. I don't need to be here. Do you not have text? Do you not have email? You can't email me the night before and be like, hey, what's the plan for the fantasy league? Or what's the plan for...
I don't know how to use Google Docs. I'm like Joel. I can't.
Oh,
I can't,
God. Don't get me started. He still texts with a speaking spell.
And he does his prep from the cell phone and he emails me these links and I can't even read the damn email.
I don't do my prep with a cell phone.
Yes, you do.
I do it on my laptop. Yes,
how do you send links from a jitterbug?
Don't make me screenshot the email.
How do you send links from a jitterbug?
They come from my laptop.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like, because every time I open my email from like my laptop,
yeah.
I can't really see the links. But if I open up the email through my cell phone, I see like all the links, the pictures. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't want, you guys told me to get the pictures out of there. I don't know how I can just get the link. Every time I put a link and put it on the list, the picture shows up. And I asked you this one time. I was like, is there a way to do the settings?
It's also
so it
why I
do
opted
that?
Out of show prep that way, because it was just like, my God, I would get this big ass email with these stenciled letters. They were so large. I was just like, I'm out. I'll just look at the doc.
You get
when
it's a bunch
done.
Of like black boxes with the blue link on top of the black box. Yes. So it's really hard to see the link.
Yeah. And
I don't know if you've seen it. I think I've showed it to you once.
All you got to do is tell me to fix it and I'll fix it.
We have.
No, what that means is he's going to ask me how to fix it.
It is inevitable when you two guys go at it that by the end of it, I'm getting run over by the bus.
That is kind of true.
It is true.
Like me and you will go at it and then we end up like shifting it over to
Bill. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. I just follow the path that's in front of me. Okay, so everyone stop tweeting. We're going to do a fantasy league, but we don't know how yet. We don't know how we're going to get listeners. So everyone's like, I want in. I don't know how we're doing it yet.
We'll figure it out, but don't overcommit yourself to the commissioner just
yet. No, I'm going to be the commissioner. I can handle this. I'm not lame like some guys named Nick Shanana who can't handle the duties of setting up a Yahoo League for 10 seconds, and then that's it. That's all you do. You go in, you create the league, you set up the draft, and that's it. There's
I'm
no
still getting
other
yelled at by people because I haven't accepted like the league. Like I haven't officially entered the league. I still haven't entered.
For the game day?
And then there's another guy yelling at me.
Because you're lazy.
I mean, it's just a click.
Yeah, well, so go click out. It.
It'll happen.
Why?
Because I'm just
you don't want to be in a league with him,
so he's out.
I don't know how we're going to do this. We're going to have to. You guys, okay? I'll commission. You guys come up with how we pick the listeners. And how many teams are we doing? 14? Because there's three of us already.
That's a lot.
12?
Well, something tells me that. I mean, if you're going to start, like, if you just stick to the number, because if you don't, then there's going to be more people,
right?
And then you're going to expand to 14. Expand
Plus,
to
we don't
want to
screw
I mean?
Anybody. If we get a lot of just based on the response, I don't want
to
just be like.
I want to say
who's in,
games
then
out.
you're going to get up to 16 because that's exactly what happened on game day.
Yeah, we're at 16, and it's like, oh my God, that's just way too many for a fantasy league. I'm going to be stuck with Tom
like
Savage as my starting quarterback.
You're going to struggle if you need a player like after the first couple weeks.
So I say we cap it at 12 and randomly draw. I don't know. You guys figure that out. You guys figure it out. I'm going to set the league up.
We could
and
do
commission.
One at 12, and then
look,
we could
here we go. You see, he's doing exactly what I did yesterday.
On the air, brainstorming.
He didn't learn. Look, he's drinking the water and curling the lips. He's angry. By the way, somebody said whoever's list it is now is kicking ass and has won. Yo, Adrian said that.
I mean, I think it's better than my list for sure. Full disclosure, but we haven't heard Joel's. So
that's true.
Don't think you won this,
Barry. Run that over.
I feel like I am. I feel like I'm winning.
That's not shocking. We'll be back with more of the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. You know you've known them in the Houston area for over 36 years. Now they've got three convenient locations to service you better and your furniture needs. That's right. If you're on the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, or you are in the heart of the Galleria, Post Oak at Westheimer, or the Mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, and you are looking for furniture, you've come to the right place. Because Mattress Mack and his staff are going to make sure that they identify what you're looking for, what your price range is, and all the selections that you have to make in their fabulous showrooms. Gallery Furniture does all kinds of specials, too. Don't forget, all American-made, solid wood, living room and dining room furniture, and the fact that they're doing the deal right now where if the Astros win it all, you get it all. That means if you buy bedroom furniture, $3,000 or more, including adjustable base, Tempur-Pedic, Macapedic sleep sets, and other bedroom necessities, and at the end of the year, the Astros win it all, you get all your bedroom furniture absolutely free. It's just how they do things at Gallery Furniture. Check them out at galleryfurniture.com or check out one of those three locations. Max sits right there at the front desk of the I-45 location, and he'll tell you time and time again, it's not just a marketing slogan. You buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours. And of course, Gallery really will save you money.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Screw that. Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel.
Hater.
And that was intentional. This is a great song, though, by the way.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. This is a really good list.
Sold to soul.
Who is this?
Brandon Hannon.
Brandon, right? Yeah. Brandon's list is really good.
Brandon kicked ass.
Put some thought
so
into
far,
it.
Yeah, yeah, man. So far, kicking ass.
Did more than you guys do on a regular basis. Oh, I'm sorry. Nick does on a regular basis.
I do everything on the show. Everything.
You don't even do a list for way back Wednesday normally.
Yeah, I do.
You do it during the show.
You do too. Both of you guys. Don't act like y'all are not guilty.
I never do it during the show.
Yeah, my ass.
You guys don't fight in front of the kids. What if y'all did three leagues and each of you were commissioner of your own league?
Absolutely not.
I like this idea.
I'll pass.
I like this. We'll each in, and we'll all be in each other's leagues. So three leagues, three teams each.
Telling you, each of us there's got to be somebody around here that'd be willing to commission our league.
I'm doing it already. I told you.
I don't know if you're a good commissioner.
Well, you know if there's going to be like a borderline.
Now you're doing the Joel Blake
a borderline
your lips
move
are
to be made or something,
bitch. What do you mean you don't know if I'm a good commish?
Nick, you're going to get that. Well, not that you because you don't put enough thought into it. So let's just hypothetically say like Nestor Carmona tries to get someone off of waivers, and Barry's going to send him the message that says, "Yeah, Nestor, unfortunately, you're about 5 minutes late on that pickup." And then Nestor goes, "Well, who got him?
Who do you think is the commissioner of the baseball league?
Is it you?"
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
You've done such a poor job. I haven't really took
here.
Notice.
Let me tell you something. I'm managing two teams, mine and yours.
No, you're not.
I have to.
Your boy gave up a save last night too.
Holland?
Yeah.
He gave it up?
Yeah, he gave it up to the Indians.
Well, don't worry. He's probably not even in Nick's lineup.
Didn't you tweet, by the way, how much you're tired of seeing the three different professional logos of the, in Houston all as one? Did you see Nestor Carmona's Twitter?
Can we please stop? Yes. I hate that. I don't know whose idea it was to combine the Texans logo, the Astros logo, and the Rockets logo. But I hate whoever came up with that idea.
The first
idea.
Few times was kind of cool for me, and then after that, I stopped paying attention.
After like 5 minutes, it was like, okay, that was cute. Can
it's
we move
different,
on?
Unique,
but
whatever.
Now they're adding the dynamo and the comets. It's like, guys,
no,
can
not.
We just move on?
But they're always on the back of a vehicle, too.
Well.
Like full back window sized.
My goodness, it's silly.
It really is. I would agree. For sure.
So we're doing the fantasy league thing, and I need to come up with a name for my team for, I've got three teams already. So I was going to come up with a name for, I'm going to let the listeners choose my name for the Houston Game Day League. And so I've already got some suggestions, which one of them was like the Coco Sniffers.
Yeah. I like that one.
That's
that was
pretty
a good.
Good
one.
One of them, I'm not so sure that I could even say on air, but it was called Smell My Punt.
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay.
We've got the clearance.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's, I think that might be the leader in the clubhouse. Then there's your friendly neighborhood koozie salesman. There's Man Crushing It. Barry's Peter Poppers, which I don't even understand what that one is. And I'm still swallowing it.
Wow.
Did you? I didn't hear it.
I'm still swallowing it, though.
Yeah. So those are the names. And I said I would take any and all suggestions for names. So if you guys out there listening have a suggestion, my only stipulation is that it has to be original. Don't give me your name from last year. Don't give me one you've seen somewhere else that you thought was funny.
Because Man Crushing It is actually good, but I'm sure someone's used it.
Man Crushing It?
Like, that's a good name. Look, so I think
I am going to pick the top five and then put it to a Twitter vote. Okay. But I'm going to Google all of these to make sure that they've never been used before. So if they have, then it's out. So just make sure whatever
that's
you come
tough,
up with,
bro, because think about how many leagues there are and have been.
I'm just saying, like the Coco Snorters, that's original. Smell My Punt. I've never heard that before.
I still think Coco Snorters is the leader right now. I know that you're going to get more suggestions.
Sure that's you got.
I'm still swallowing it. It's pretty funny.
But again, that quote could be hilarious. Used the Coco thing gives you a better.
Keep saying it too. He just doesn't care.
I don't care. Like you already have it. You're going to use that one if I. So what is the point if I keep saying it? I don't care.
That's true.
So, but then that said, I found this article. So, by the way, tweet at Barry is funny, text the show, whatever you want, but give me ideas for names. Then, and like I said, I'm picking the top five. I'll leave it to a vote, and then I'm going to let.
Just your team name?
Yeah. Okay. This was for the Houston Game Day League.
Oh,
I mean,
right. But, the more important one.
So, I'm leaving it to, well, if you don't want to commission, then you can't be complaining about importance, okay?
Oh, I'm.
Yeah.
I may drop the hammer.
Oh, you're going to commission the league? You heard it here first.
Joel
is now the official commissioner of the Usual Suspects League.
So, I couldn't even get you to co-manage my team.
I know.
Because that was just idiotic.
Yeah, that was.
Anyways, so text team names for me or at Barry is funny on Twitter. But I found this article on For the Win. It was the 15 best 2017 fantasy football team names that we could print. So, Nick. So number one on the list, Little Red Fournette. Pretty good.
That is really good.
That's pretty good. Number two, Roland with Mahomes. Okay. No.
Listening to it, I think when you read it, it looks better. But when you listen to it.
Yeah, Mahomes. Roland Mahomes. Okay. Yeah. Number three was Make Americar Great Again. Oh, no, excuse me. Amari Carr Great Again.
Okay.
So Amari Cooper, yep. Derek Carr, Number four, Dalvin and the Chipmunks.
I like it.
I like that one.
Number five, this is my favorite. But you got to be a Game of Thrones guy to get it. But number five, Aqib Talib, Breaker of Chains. You know?
No. We don't watch the show,
so we can't appreciate
so
it.
So there's the dragon lady. She's known as the breaker of chains. But remember Aqib Talib when he broke Crabtree's chain around his neck?
Yeah.
It's perfect. That's my favorite. Number six is, what is this? Samajul Tarly? I don't even understand that one. And that's a Game of Thrones reference. Number seven, The Upside Down and Goal. That's from Stranger Things. Number eight, It's Too Late to Say Amari. Number nine, San Francisco 4th and Niners.
I like that.
That's really good.
I like that one.
That's solid.
Number 10, Rudolph the Red Zone Reindeer.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Number 11, Despacito.
Wow.
Des Bryant.
Very creative. I like that.
This one came with a tweet from Alyssa. I guess she's like, Ryan, I'm assuming Ryan's her boyfriend. Ryan only picked Des Bryant for his fantasy football team so he could name his team Despacito. I hate him. Number 12, Kaiser Wide Shut. Number 13, Drake's new favorite team. Because, you know, Drake has so many jerseys.
I like it.
Number 14, Dak Street's back. All right. Mm-hmm. And number 15, For the Winston. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I figured you'd like that, Joel. For the Winston?
Yeah, that's like right up your alley.
What's he trying to say, Nick?
Well, yeah.
That's the type. I mean, that's something he would say, right?
That's a dad joke. I mean, that's.
Well, I see you said it.
I know. I'm going to do it because everybody likes to get on that one. He likes those dad jokes. He's
he brought
funny
it on
guy,
himself.
Guy.
I wasn't even going to go that far. I swear.
That guy there.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
That was great.
Just watching Joel implode on himself just now was fantastic.
We got to talk to Mr. Gow about getting video cameras up in here.
Oh, God, that's so good.
What happened to the one that was in the corner?
I don't know.
Dude, that was from the original 15.
I was like, that was still there.
That's when John and Lance had a show.
Who? Yeah. Sean and John, like,
they used to bring, like,
Renato and Pendergast had it for a while, too.
Yeah, and, like, Nuno and Raheel used to bring strippers in.
Yep.
And they would put the video on and live stream it, and it would break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's that same camera. So that thing is old. It's an 8mm. That's how old that thing is.
See that movie?
8mm?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
A little freaky. A
little bit.
Nick Cage?
Yep.
Nick, you've seen it? Nope.
I have, actually.
Somebody said, wow. Still my favorite Trey line, Dairy. Okay. D-A-R-R-Y. Oh, wait. D-A-R-R-I-E. That was Trey in the spelling bee. Classic.
Even today, he was making statements.
Classic.
And someone just gave him an evil eye, and he would go, no, I didn't mean that. No, that's not what I meant. And I'm like, Trey, why do you go back on your own? I don't know, because people didn't agree with them.
Somebody asked, Usual Suspects, what is Dell's actual name? Del Olale. It's Del Olale is his actual name.
His first name is just Del?
Yep.
D-E-L. Del.
Because all I know is he always says it's not my name.
It's short for something else, I think.
That's what I mean.
But he goes by Del.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he goes by Del. It's not Delvin or whatever.
No, whenever he has to say it's not my name.
Guys, get back to sports. Please talk about the competition for the Texans' third wide receiver spot. Just kidding. Talk about cat herpes some more. I don't care.
That's a good player listener. They understand.
They get it. They get it.
There's plenty that don't, and there's some that do. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Almost done with hour number two, but not quite. And then the fun really begins because Greg takes over for hour number three on Way Back Wednesday for me. God, I hope it's good. I've seen the list. It's not bad. But we'll continue with much more to talk about as well. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Or you can tweet us. We'll be responding to those that are appropriate. Text messages are Barry and sometimes Nick. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You leave this house now!
Hour number three. Two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show, and Greg had some repeats, so we've got some songs to start with. But Greg, if you're out there and listening, I also tweeted you. You got a couple extras you got to give us because we had some duovas.
The names are rolling in.
You love
the
that.
Names are rolling in. Some of them are really good. Some of them are really bad.
Okay.
This one is stupid. Team name: Usual Suspects. Sniff jockstraps.
Because that's what we do on a radio. That's what we're known
Whatever,
for.
Whatever, jerk.
Jeez.
Well, you can't. This is like the guy that got mad that called me a clown, and then I was calling him a clown, and he wanted to fight. Don't call in and say we sniffed jockstraps.
Same
and then
guy?
Twitter
or text?
No, it's text. No. What was I going to read you? I was going to read you. Oh, El Jefe.
God.
Dude. That's the creepiest looking. He put my face on
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, body and hair.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there looking up at my computer, that thing popped up and I was like, "Oh my god, they're redoing the real world?" I mean, that's genuinely scary.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all. So here's some of the names that I've been given. I read the ones already, right? Man crushing at Barry's. And Lauren Pope, cuz I said I didn't understand Barry's Peter Poppers. She says she thinks that might be a reference to the pooper peeper. Maybe they got it wrong.
From
I don't know.
Department store?
Not sure.
Yeah, from Macy's. There's parachute pants ninjas. Taste my berries or berries and berry and cream. Deep balls. I feel like that's been done. The chocolate drips. I kind of like that. The chocolate drips is pretty good. Julio and the Joneses. Eat my pass. I like that one a lot. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Pea Shivers.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was pretty good. That's, again, another loyal listener.
She Went Deep. Lammy's Pussycats. Multiple Scorgasms. Tum Tum and Friends.
Tum Tum and Friends.
The Clutch Beatdown.
Somehow I was just going Clutch City.
Somehow I feel like that might make the top five.
Yeah, it might.
No
top three even.
And Sunday Drunk Brunch Bunch. I kind of like that because on game day, the Sunday Drunk Brunch Bunch. Kind of like that.
It's more like the Hungover Bunch. But
yeah, it doesn't flow, but it's all right. It kind of, I don't know. That's good. All right. So I'll leave off there and I'll have more. They're still coming in.
Okay.
The latest one being Ball Sniffers. I'm not, I guess I have to put that on the list. Damn it.
Why do you have to?
Because.
You don't have to do anything. You're the commissioner.
No, this is just team names. It's not.
I was baiting you.
Yeah, don't be trying to pass the buck, Joseph. You said you'd be the commissioner.
I did
commish
not.
Now.
I said I may.
Nick, replay the tape.
You can replay the tape all you want, unless you doctor it up, Nick.
He said he would
Which
do
Barry's
it.
Giving
I figured
you'd
get more
like
for like living so far out, because Joel and I mentioned it so much.
What?
Like, you know, like a team name that talks about how, you know, your long drive to to the farm or
on
whatever.
On the farm?
Carpool. Carpool right. Lane.
I don't
know. What would be a good name? Car from the Raiders.
Wildlife Whisperer?
No. You guys suck at this. Both of you are terrible.
Like you've been throwing a whole bunch up. You're just reading listeners' suggestions.
Maybe. Well, texters and tweeters should suggest.
Yeah.
Farmer Brown. And you have Antonio Brown on your team.
Mm. He goes,
Well, I'm done with that one.
What happened to drawing names out of a hat? Deshaun wants to know that. Deshaun, I don't know. I've left the picking the teams up to these guys. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, you canceled it first. You said
he does it all already, Nick. By the end of the show, though, I want you to pick numbers 12, 16, 41, 34, and 21. Look,
I said I would commish. You guys got to come up with the formula. How are we going to pick? We're doing 12 teams.
Okay.
We are eating up three of those. We need nine listeners.
Okay.
How are we going to select that? Because on Twitter on text, there are way more than nine listeners that want
in.
So
we got text messages, too, of people that
Absolutely.
Want in?
Absolutely. There's text, there's
saying.
Twitter.
We're going to have a lot of people.
I bet if you ask people to call and give their email, don't do that, by the way, but
yeah,
I bet if
don't.
You did, they would. So you, too, need to come up with a way of selecting nine listeners.
I have an idea.
For this league. That's on you.
Tweet at Barry's Funny.
No, you.
Not at Backman Gold, not at the producer Nick. Tweet at Barry's Funny. If you want to participate in this league, first 12 tweets get into the league.
Shut your bitch face.
What
that
about
is the
people
worst.
That don't
at
have Barry Twitter?
Is Funny.
Don't do that. I'm not.
At Barry with an A, Barry is Funny.
I hate you so much. So
but
much.
What about text messages?
Oh, my God.
The thing about text messages, I feel like if you said that, you'll get a lot of, like, because we want to include some of the loyals. Is that fair to say? Like,
sure.
Maybe
I would
one or
say,
two?
Yeah. The day ones?
But if you do text messages, like, if you do text messages, you might get, like, very few of the loyals if you do it that way. That's why I said Twitter would be, not necessarily at your Twitter handle. I mean, you can tweet it at anybody, but I'm just saying, I think Twitter would be better.
However you guys decide to do it, I'm down. I just want to make sure that we get nine folks. It's
you
almost.
You guys kind of struggled for the baseball league, didn't you?
No.
You had more than enough?
Yeah, we had to turn. I had to turn people away for the baseball league. And I'm telling you, on this, we could probably do, I'm guessing, at least three leagues of 12 with no
problem.
That's
what I was thinking. I really was.
But I'm not, I'll set up three leagues because there's not that much to do. But I would be willing to bet you that we could
have. I think there's a lot to do if you're the commissioner.
Yeah,
leagues.
The waiver
Honestly.
Claims alone would be a pain.
Dude, it's way
all automated. It's all automated on Yahoo or ESPN, whatever we go with. It's all automated.
Well, see, most
I've managed
that
leagues before.
But don't you get the people that say, well, I thought I claimed him first, and then you got
to
go back.
No, because it's all based on, like, record. And so if you had the way the waivers usually work is coming out of the draft, whoever had the last pick is the first waiver wire. It's in reverse order of the draft. So then it goes by, you know, once you make a waiver claim, then you get to the bottom of the list. So if there's 12 guys,
right, no, I get that.
You make a waiver claim, you go to 12 now, and everyone moves up a slot. I mean, all that's automated. There's no, it's other than setting it up and picking the rules and picking the draft, you know, like.
And you're doing it through Yahoo, right?
Yahoo or ESPN, I don't know yet.
Okay. Because every league I've been in on ESPN, there's been a commission. So I didn't know that there was like a way where you can automate it, but if you can.
Everything's
then
automated.
Then I think that makes it a lot
you
easier.
You think I would be taking this on if
well,
I had to do everything
manually? Well,
that's
the reason why I was kind of, yeah, I was like, why are you doing this?
No, it's not that big of a job or big of a deal. That's why I don't mind doing it. If it was, I would be like, no. Man, the list of names is getting super long. We have Gronky Punch. I kind of like that, too.
Said Gronky.
Yeah, Gronky Punch. I like that. Did you see the story about Josh Rosen?
I did. I know a lot of people have been discussing it, but you think he wants some of that back?
I don't think he should. Here's the quote, all right? This is the quote from Josh Rosen. Look, football and school don't go together. They just don't. Try to do both is like trying to do two full-time jobs. There are guys who have no business being in school, but they're here because this is the path to the NFL. There's no other way. What's wrong with that? All he's doing is talking about the elephant in the room. What's the big deal with that?
Let's clarify. Josh Rosen, quarterback at UCLA, yep. You know, highly touted as one of the top quarterbacks in the right. country. So that one wasn't as
bad as the other one.
Head rattling as the other one. But yeah, I mean, look, he's being honest, but at the same time, of course, there's always going to be starched up people that are like, well, yeah. You know, you wouldn't, you know, you need to value it.
Yeah, and I know we got to go to a break, but I want to talk about that because what he said about Alabama was just as bad.
Yeah,
but I don't understand what's the big deal. I mean, that same thing with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was
he personalized it. I don't have a problem with people speaking the truth.
I agree with that.
When it's the truth, it's the truth. But we'll talk about it more on the other side. Right now, though, I'm going to do like a giveaway here. So here's a chance to win a free night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the USA. Check out our Facebook page, ESPN Houston, for your chance to win. Just use our hints that are coming below. Just use our hints at redroofinn.com to identify which Red Roof Inn is in the picture, and we'll randomly choose a winner from all the correct answers. So here are today's hints, called the City of Oaks by its founding fathers because of the vast number of oak trees. Former Vice President Andrew Johnson was born and raised here, and its Capitol building was originally designed as a tomb for the wife of the governor in 1840. So there's your hints. Go to our Facebook page, ESPN Houston, and see if you can figure out what it is and win a free night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the USA. Good luck. Close my
eyes. ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.